righty. More full moon readings with Sarah Moore. If we don't get to your text today, you can always contact Sarah privately. You can always go to her website, enlightenedhorizons.com, send her a message on Facebook, and book a private session, of course. Did I read somewhere that you have a gallery, possibly?
I was just thinking that, Gino. You're psychic. yes, and I have not announced it until this very moment.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
No, this is good. It's a new location.
Okay.
We are trying something new.
Awesome.
It will be on Friday, October 25th, with my phenomenal friend, Kathleen Stone,
yes,
who I love being on stage with. And it is going to be at the Magic Lantern Theater in Bridgeton.
Wow.
So this time you can get food before it because they have the Tannery Pub. You can get drinks there before it. You can. It's, if we wanted to let you drink during the show, it would be 21 plus. But you can get some cocktails if you want, or some soda, and that'll be from 7 to 8:30 on the 25th. And the nonprofit we're going to sponsor for this one is Axe.
Excellent.
They are the people that raise service dogs, and they are phenomenal.
Yep, assist canine training services.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm so excited. And we usually do this for North Country Cares, and we are going to do another one for them. We always will support them.
Of course.
But we're spreading the love on this one.
Yeah, why not?
Yep.
I think that is fantastic. So that's coming up next month. Of course, we'll keep you posted here at Magic 104 about that. And what about tickets and all that?
Tickets will be online again. Yep. As long as I have time to sit at my computer, I will get that lined up.
Okay.
So probably by the end of next week, I'll have that ready.
Wonderful. And we'll make sure to let you know that. And you can go to enlightenedhorizons.com and I'll be able to purchase those tickets. And I've been to a couple galleries now and they're just so much fun.
Isn't it fun?
You guys look like you have a ball up there too.
Oh my
too.
Gosh. We have a blast. And then we get home and she always stays at my house or I stay at hers and we kind of like giggle as we go over what happened. And somebody who is in the audience always comes over with us because we don't remember.
Right.
And like the end of the last one, I thought my father was coming through.
Yes, a lot of the time.
And I was like,
oh
my God, I'm getting in trouble. And it ended up being a message that completely was relevant for my father, but it was for the person in the front row. It was amazing. So I got validation at the end of it as well.
That was excellent. So that should be exciting. It's a nice, beautiful venue, too.
Yeah, and let's come. We give them a portion of proceeds, and I'd love to hand them a good check at the end.
Very cool. Let's do one more here. We're only coming up here, but we got one last one. Faith from Madison texting in. Her brother has passed away, wondering how he's doing. Any messages from him at all?
He makes my left shoulder really sore. So I don't know what was going on before he passed, but my left shoulder does not feel like it's moving very well. He tickles your feet a lot. He's one of those guys that if he gets bored, he's going to be a little mischievous. So I always ask my mother in heaven for parking spots. I'm asking both parents like, okay, we're listing this house soon. I want it sold quickly and easily with minimal financial investment for us. So I'm talking to my parents all the time. I ask for safety on the highway. Put your brother to work. If you want a raise at your job and you don't know how to ask for it, ask him to tell them, oh, we did a study and you should be making more than what you're making, so we're going to increase your rate over the next 3 years. He will go to town for you. He will go to bat for you. He will go to town for you, too. I don't know what that means from your brother, but he says, I'll go to town for you.
Okay. There you go. That one goes out to Faith from Madison. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you. This is
always
a
fun time. Always the quickest hour.
I know. I mean, and you know what? Next month, October.
Yes.
Halloween.
It's coming up. I was actually going to ask you real quick. Tomorrow is technically Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
In the spiritual world, does that mean anything?
I'm going on a plane because I'm going to South Carolina,
okay.
So I hope not. Yeah, somebody is actually flying me down to South Carolina to do readings at a 40th birthday
party. Incredible.
So I'm going to say that Friday the 13th is the best day ever.
It's a good thing.
The safest day.
Well, we wish you the best of luck and safe travels, of course.
Thank you.
And then Sarah will be back next month, and we'll be, of course, talking about the gallery that's coming up on October 25th, something you're excited about for sure. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Good morning and have a good day.
Thanks for listening to Gino and the Magic Morning Show, only on Magic 104. Today's hits.
251 BD Berlin.